If you've got a college grad in the family, how's the job search going? You hear of so many open jobs, right? Nobody to fill them. We hear about that a lot. But college grads looking for careers outside the service sector facing some challenges. Here's some of the data I found here. Of course, we know 2020 grads had it terribly because, you know, they emerged in the middle and the beginning of a pandemic. You saw job postings just drop dramatically in like early spring, right, 2020. The outlook got worse later into the spring as of May 2020. According to ZipRecruiter data, the number of entry-level job openings, which are typically filled by college grads, had fallen by 73% by fall. Employers found that a full quarter of them had stopped recruitment efforts and even rescinded offers. So then you look at Pew Research found 31% of 2020 college grads were still unemployed in fall 2020. Fast forward to today, and you've got the new grads, the 2021 folks, competing with the 2020 folks, the college grads, their peers, for entry-level positions. But who's successful in this environment, and how do you find success? Mary Haney is a career consultant with Career Vision. And Mary, thanks for calling into the show today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Anna.
Just off out of the gates here, what would you say? Okay, competitive environment. What kind of helps you stand out? What's your advice?
Well, I think while you made a good point that college grads are having difficulty finding positions, many have landed in their first job. And so this time of year, many recent college grads are transitioning from college to the world of work, which can be overwhelming at first. So my advice would be that people who are recently starting their new jobs, keep in mind that any transition, whether big or small, takes some time, energy, and effort. For example, recent college grads may well remember what it was like to start college, living independently for the first time, finding their way around campus, adjusting to the rigors of college coursework, and making new friends. That's a big, big change all at once. And yet they did it so well, in fact, that by their sophomore year, college was the new normal. And now, as they transition from college to work, new college grads may find like they're feeling like a freshman all over again in the new job, at least for a while. After all, they need to learn the ropes of their position, the company, and how the role contributes to the overall success of the organization. And on top of that, they need to tune into the unwritten rules about the company's cultural norms. So it's perfectly normal to feel a bit disoriented in the beginning. That said, new college grads who want to hit the ground running their first month on the job need to make sure they understand the expectations for the workplace success. Think about it. In college, for example, professors passed out the course syllabus on the first day of class. It gave detailed information about class assignments, due dates, and the grading system. So from the get-go, students had a clear understanding of the expectations. They knew exactly what it took to get the A. But when it comes to the workplace, things aren't always spelled out as clearly. So in many cases, it's up to the employee to figure things out. The first month on the job, new hires should talk with their managers about performance expectations, not only in terms of the day-to-day work tasks, but in the long term. So with a clearer understanding of what's expected, they can make better use of ongoing feedback about their performance. On the flip side, though, unlike in college where students get nearly immediate feedback on each paper they write or test they take, employees don't get feedback on every task they complete each day. And feedback may not even come automatically. So it's up to the employee to ask for feedback when needed. But rather than simply asking, how am I doing, which might not elicit a very helpful or actionable response, much more productive to ask clear, specific questions. That way the manager is much better prepared to be able to speak to what the employee is doing well and what could be improved.
It's interesting, Mary, because as you talk about this being good advice for college students, it's probably good advice for everyone. You think about how workplaces yes. have changed so much dramatically, day to day, week to week, whatever you want to call it, that it might be a good idea to sort of revisit with your managers, hey, what are the new performance expectations? Because it might be different, I would think, month to month, just the way things have been, right?
Exactly. And you make a great point. That strategy applies to whether you're a recent college grad or you've been in the workforce. Difference being, your first professional job, you're still learning how that all works. Whereas when we've been in the workplace for a while, we have more experience on what to expect.
Yeah, makes sense. Any other advice you have, Mary, about standing out in this job environment?
Yes. Probably the biggest advice I could give a college grad now who wants to stand out in their first new job is that they should approach their work strategically to maximize their productivity in much the same way that savvy college students approach their exams, for example. To get the highest grade possible, they answer the easy pickings test items first, and they skip over the ones that leave them feeling a little uncertain and circle back if time permits.
Right.
So in other words, in college, test takers are prioritizing the quick win exam points. In the workplace, similarly, new hires are tasked with learning as much as they can as quickly as possible so that they can add value to their team and the organization. So when they want to stand out, new hires can identify the quick wins in the workplace by asking themselves these four questions. Where can I quickly make an impact? Am I fully prepared to take on these tasks? How can I make my impact visible to others? And most importantly, are these quick wins aligned with the priorities of my team and the organization? Then with the answers to these questions in mind, new college grads should seek input from their managers and peers to uncover the gaps that they may be able to help close in the organization. On the other hand, new college grads need to keep in mind that they were hired to do specific work tasks. And while they may be good at many, many different things, they can never lose sight of the tasks at hand. So they need to be sure they're meeting their primary responsibilities effectively mm-hmm. before going above and beyond by taking on extra responsibilities. And last but not least, new college grads can stand out by learning how their positions fit into the bigger picture goals of the organization. Because from that perspective, they're better prepared to come up with solutions that move the company forward. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, research shows that employees who understand how their roles fit with the bigger picture find their work more meaningful.
Which is important.
And therefore, they're much more likely to be satisfied and engaged in their work. Mm-hmm. And so it's really a win-win for employees and employers alike.
Yep.
And that's a great place to be.
Great place to be. It's part of what you folks do at careervision.org. You try to match people with the things that they'd be best at, and you do a great job at that. Mary Haney, thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you. My pleasure, Anna.